This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Is revenge such a sweet experience? I spoke about that yesterday and I said that getting even with someone never ever works. As you look at the Bible, there's some revolutionary teaching here. We're not to attack our enemies. We're not to send them anonymous poisonous letters or spread nasty stories about them. Now, I'm sure you don't do that, but the point of the Bible is this, that you are not to ignore your enemy. You're not to pretend that you haven't seen them. In the New Testament, there's a couple of religious Jews, a priest and a Levite, they're going on a journey. And one by one, as they were walking down a road, they came across a man who'd been beaten up, robbed, left half dead, groaning at the roadside. Terrible thing. And neither of these religious men slowed down. Each one moved across to the other side of the road. They didn't even look at this man lying injured on the ground. And then the Bible says a Samaritan, who's a despised person, part of a despised race, passed by. He stopped and helped the man, and though really the victim was his enemy. So the story is told he put him on his donkey and took him to an inn for medical treatment, and he even paid for the accommodation for him. So if your enemy has fallen on hard times, we're really not supposed to smile and think, well, you know, too bad, tough, you got what you deserved. If he is without food, the Bible says, well, look, what you ought to do in modern terminology is make a sandwich for him, give him a carton of apple juice. Your enemy will get stronger if you do that. But it's not your worry. You must do your duty. And this morning, if you're a Christian, then you have to act contrary to your natural tendencies when you're concerned about your enemy. It's an amazing, powerful story. It could well change your life. So talking about revenge, what happens when I want to take out revenge on someone? Is revenge sweet? Some people believe it is. So instead of hating that person, we're told in the Bible to do some loving things to that person that might have hurt you, and you will witness an amazing thing. You can turn that enemy right around and he becomes your friend. Now, isn't that the best way of getting rid of an enemy, by changing him into a friend? And what are these burning coals that Paul talks about in Romans chapter 12? Now they could be many things, a gift, a phone call, a bunch of flowers, even a meal for that person, taking them to the hospital, offering them a ride, stepping in to help them if they're a neighbour, watering their garden, even putting in a good word for them. They're the things that make people think, and they say, wow, I didn't think that you'd do that. That's the way you get even with your enemy, not by revenge, not by looking for it, but instead doing something else, and that's called serving. No one says, of course, it comes naturally or is enjoyable, but it is God's way. And Jesus, a remarkable teaching in what we know as the Sermon on the Mount, he said, don't fight against the one who is working evil against you. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, you ought to turn and offer him your left cheek. If someone connives to get your shirt, give him your jacket as well. If someone forces you to walk with him for a mile, walk with him for two. If someone asks you for something, give it to him. If someone wants to borrow something, don't turn them away. You've been taught to love your neighbour and hate your enemy. But I tell you this, love your enemies. Pray for those who torment you and persecute you. And in so doing, you will become the children of your Father in heaven, because he loves each of us, the good, the evil, the kind and the cruel. He causes the sun to rise and shine on evil and the good. He causes the rain to water the fields of the righteous and the fields of the sinner. It's easy to love those who love you. Even a tax collector can love those who love him. It's easy to greet your friends. Even outsiders do that, Jesus said. But you are the one. You are called to something higher. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. It's fascinating. Jesus said, if someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. And this is a Roman custom he was talking about. The Jews were in the Roman Empire. They wanted to be free. They hated the rule of Rome. One of the terrible things they had to do was being under the law of Rome, and which allowed an official to just come up, put the hand on this man and force him to do a job. And if you were a Roman soldier or a Roman civil servant, you could impress someone by just ordering them around. You know, you had to do as they told you. They had the power to compel you. Now, Jesus said, you go with that person the extra mile. Heavenly Father, these are strange teachings, but Lord, help us to understand what you're really saying to us. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.